Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're covering the question almost every new inquiry starts with. How long does it actually take to get a real estate license?
And it's a fair question. People want to know before they commit.
Completely understandable. And the honest answer is, it depends on which qualification you mean, because the entry registration and the full license are very different lengths.
Right, so let's start at the entry level. What are we talking?
The entry registration, that's the Class 3 assistant agent in NSW and the ACT, the salesperson registration in QLD, or the agent's representative in VIC, that can be done in weeks.
Weeks, not months.
Weeks. It's a small set of units, delivered online and self-paced. A lot of people finish it while they're still in their current job, evenings, weekends, whenever they can grab an hour.
That's faster than I think people expect. And you can still be working full-time while you do it?
Yes. Most people doing the entry registration are still in another job. They're fitting it around their schedule. No classroom, no intake date to wait for. You start when you're ready.
Makes sense. So what about the full license, the one that lets you work independently and run an agency?
That's where the timeline stretches out. The full agent license requires a bigger qualification. The Certificate 4 is 18 units in most states. The diploma is 12 more advanced units on top.
18 units is a serious commitment.
It is. As a working range, the Certificate 4 and Diploma commonly take around 6 to 12 months self-paced. That's a wide range, and four main factors decide where you land in it.
What are they?
First, your state. Each state sets its own unit requirements, so the exact size of the qualification varies by where you're licensed. Second, the number of units. More units, more time. Third, prior experience or qualifications, because recognition of prior learning may cut what you need to study. And fourth, your weekly study hours. That's the biggest one you actually control.
Which makes sense with a self-paced course. The course waits for you.
Exactly. So if you can give it 5 hours a week around your job, you're looking at closer to 12 months for the Certificate 4. That's completely fine. The qualification still gets done. Find 10 or 12 hours a week, some evenings and a chunk of the weekend, and you compress that to nearer 6 months.
And neither pace is wrong.
Neither. It's about knowing your own capacity going in. The people who finish quickly aren't people with some special head start or background in property. They're just the ones who study consistently.
That's reassuring. So what actually helps people get through it faster?
A few practical habits make the real difference. Block out regular study time rather than waiting for a free afternoon that never arrives. Work through units in order so each one builds on the last. And when you hit something you don't follow, ask for help straight away. Don't let one confusing unit sit there for a week.
I think people sometimes feel like they should work it out themselves first.
And then they don't open it for 2 weeks. Archer has an Australian-based support team there from enrolment right through to completion. Using them early is part of finishing faster, not a sign you're struggling.
There's also something after the training that people can overlook.
Yes, this one catches people off guard. Finishing the qualification is step one. Step two is applying to your state authority for the actual license. The training provider issues the qualification. The state authority issues the license. They're separate processes with their own timing. So build a bit of time for that application into your plan and confirm the current requirements with your state authority.
Good to know before you're sitting there thinking you're done when there's still a form to lodge.
Exactly. Plan for it and it won't catch you out.
So to bring it together, entry registration, we're talking weeks, full license, 6 to 12 months, self-paced, with your study hours the main factor.
That's it. And if you want a realistic picture for your specific state and situation, call Archer's Australian-based team on 1800 069 273. They'll give you an honest timeline for where you're starting from.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, worth reading for the detail on recognition of prior learning, how the state requirements break down, and how to fit study around a full-time job.
Archer offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real support from a team based here in Australia. If you're thinking about getting started, that call takes minutes.
Thanks for listening.